Okay, so it was the first day of a new job. And right away, I knew things were just a little bit off. There were four of us, crammed into a tiny space, and this itty-bitty office had four cubicle dividers. The office was quiet, real quiet. Nobody said a word. And on my first day, I sat there until the telephone rang. Hello? Hello. It was my boss, who was one cubicle over. I stood up and watched her speaking to me on the phone.
Glenn, I'm going to need you to review some documents. They'll be delivered to you soon.
I hung up the phone. She was right there. I was baffled. But then, a document processor came to the office. He took some documents from her desk. For a moment, he looked confused as well. Then he handed the papers to me. These are for you. Yeah. And he left. And it was quiet again. Now, within our foursome, there's my boss, the senior manager, and the regular manager. And sometimes, they did not get along. Their backs were to each other. But instead of simply swiveling their chairs around and hashing their disagreements out, they took to having loud arguments with each other over the telephone. I'm the senior manager. I've had more experience. It was straight wacky. And one day, I arrived at work, nodded to my boss, the senior manager, sat down at my cubicle, and I saw a blinking light on my phone. I had a message. The message was from the senior manager. She said she needed to talk to me right away. I called her.
Hello?
Glenn? Is everything okay?
No, everything is not okay. We need to discuss your performance.
My performance?
I will give you a personal review at my earliest convenience.
So I waited. And I waited. Days went by. No one delivered any more papers to my desk, and I was decidedly not a party to the inter-office telephone communications. At the end of 2 weeks, my phone rang. I stood up to make sure it was actually her calling, the senior manager. She held a phone next to her ear. I waved at her. She ignored me. I let the phone ring. It kept on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. And finally, for the first time, she stood up and shouted, "You have a phone call." Oh, she was brief. "Your services will no longer be required." Yep, fired phone call, when the boss was just 7 feet away. Well, today, on Snap Judgment, from PRX NPR, we proudly present J.O.B.
J.O.B.
Stories about the passion and the pain of the daily grind. My name is Glenn Washington, and this is...